It's Monday, March 18th, AD 2024. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Authorities in Egypt participated in the kidnapping and forcible conversion to Islam of a Coptic Christian woman, reports Morningstar News. Irene Shahada, a 21-year-old medical student at Assyut National University, disappeared on January 22nd between midterm exams in Assyut. Her father reported in February that she had managed to make a desperate, tearful call to her brother before a man seized the phone, according to Coptic Solidarity. During the call, Irene begged her brother either to rescue her or consider her dead and told him her location. Her brother heard her screaming. Someone was yelling at her, and then the call ended. It seemed that she used the kidnapper's phone without his permission. Having learned that she was in the city of Sohaj, the family went there and reported the phone call and her location to police. Oddly enough, the police threatened to arrest the family if they tried to rescue her and warned them that the kidnappers were armed. Proverbs 29:2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, the people groan." State security officials have been dismissive and hostile to Irene's family, telling her father that she ran off with a Muslim man of her own free will. But the family described her kidnappers as, quote, an organized terrorist group led by the Muslim Brotherhood to kidnap Christian girls in the Middle East, end quote. The father said 6 other Christian girls or women, quote unquote, disappeared from the area in one recent month. Egypt ranks 38th on Open Doors 2024 World Watch List of the 50 countries where it is most difficult to be a Christian. Nathan Wade, a special prosecutor working with the Fulton County District Attorney's Office, resigned his post after a judge ruled Friday that District Attorney Fannie Willis and her office may remain on the 2020 election case involving former President Donald Trump and his allies if Wade stepped aside, reports CBS News. Wade's resignation as special prosecutor came hours after Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee laid out 2 options that would allow for the continued prosecution of the racketeering case against Trump and his co-defendants, stemming from an alleged scheme to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Georgia. Defense attorneys zeroed in on Fannie Willis's inappropriate romantic relationship with Nathan Wade, in which she benefited financially, since Wade paid for their romantic getaway trips to Aruba, Belize, and Napa, California, using money he received through his contracts to be special prosecutor in the Trump case. Judge McAfee's order came after he tossed out 6 counts included in the indictment returned in August, including 3 against Trump. During an interview Friday afternoon with Martha McCallum on Fox News, former Vice President Mike Pence said he will not be endorsing former President Donald Trump.